Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffens Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, once again with you for some time here, talking about issues that are current in the news, current in your lifestyle perhaps, but currently things that Doug is often asking me about, let alone my own patients in my practice in Salt Lake City. And this last week, I was talking about fats in general. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the relationship between fat and cholesterol. Again, trying to answer some questions. And if there's enough time before I finish this, before Doug joins me, I want to talk a little bit about some apples, too. I had an interesting question asked of me regarding apples. Now, in 1961, the American Heart Association officially endorsed the diet heart hypothesis. Not fact, not research conclusion, the hypothesis that the idea that the overconsumption of dietary fat would increase the risk of heart attack. In particular, the American Heart Association was condemning saturated fats, which is a type of fat that's found primarily in animal foods. And so the holistic health practitioners of the day balked at the idea that this natural substance made by Mother Nature would cause some unnatural conditions such as heart disease, and sensibly argued that if anything, it was synthetic fats such as hydrogenated fats and the heat-processed plant oils that I was talking about last week, introduced just prior to the rise of heart disease epidemic, was the real cause. So these natural healers proved to be very prescient, as the research in recent decades, over the last two or three decades, has shown a correlation between the consumption of hydrogenated fats and heart disease, while it has failed to show a connection for natural saturated fats. Ironically, many of these early studies supporting the diet heart hypothesis lumped hydrogenated fats along with saturated fats into the same category. So when they were doing their early studies trying to prove that butter was bad and margarine was good, the studies they did with these fats lumped all these fats together. It was never an honest research in the first place. So And then, of course, the thing that seems to concern people the most, especially my patients, is the subject of cholesterol. And these individuals that I see on a regular basis definitely includes the doctor as well as the patient, because there is a wealth of information in the popular press regarding this situation now, and most of it is simply misinformation. Cholesterol is a very important tissue substance, and it is not a substance to be avoided. Cholesterol is a hormone precursor. It rises and falls in the bloodstream in proportion to hormone levels, more than with dietary factors. Although the dietary factor is given all the attention. When you go get a blood test and it tells you what your cholesterol level is, all that matters is that number. Not why that number may be low or why that number may be higher than what is considered to be normal. They don't look at that. They just see a high cholesterol. Oh, you've got to go on a statin. This kind of an idea. There was a report given in 1938 in the Journal of Biological Chemistry that showed that test animals that were fed cholesterol would produce less in their livers, and that this has been confirmed many times since. And so it's very obvious that people who have a high blood cholesterol acquire it through reasons other than too much food intake. I mean, the real reason is the lack of natural cholesterol mobilizers that are naturally present in natural fat. Now, what do I mean? Cholesterol mobilizers are, as to natural fats, as the key that you buy at the hardware stores for the lock on your house. In other words, it's only the unnatural fats that do not contain the keys that allow your body to use all the cholesterol that your body can make. And so reducing the amount of traditional fats, you know, the animal fats, butter and cream and whole milk and things like that, and lard and bacon fat and whatever, you're essentially locking yourself out of your own house. And what I mean is it's been shown that linoleic acids that are present in unsaturated fats will reduce cholesterol. But the arachidonic acid in beef fat reduces cholesterol twice as fast. So you can see the futility of reducing fats in your diet. And the most common complaint with an excess of cholesterol is gallbladder congestion. And some common sense temporary reduction of fats is sometimes necessary. But the real remedy is something called vitamin F. It's present in fresh oils, and along with the avoidance of baked goods, you know, candies or cakes and treats and muffins and all that stuff, as well as regular things like lymphatic massage, helps to address these problems beautifully. Now, proteins and carbohydrates are absorbed directly into the bloodstream, but fats are not directly absorbed, since in high concentration, fats will destroy red blood cells. So your lymphatics absorb the fats from the intestine, and then they meter it back into the bloodstream in small increments, or dribbling, if I could put it that way, so they can be safely handled. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also at forbiddendoctor.com, and as a regular part of the Good Day Health Show with Doug Steffen, I try to address the questions that my patients ask me so much in my own practice. Now, a lot of us are aware of our lymphatic system. It's all the fluid that's flowing between the cells outside of the bloodstream that actually flows through lymphatic channels, and there are ducts that collect this fluid, reintroduce it into the bloodstream or into other areas so that your body can recirculate it or get rid of it or concentrate it in other areas as it needs to. It's the garbage removal system of the body outside of the kidneys and the colon. And when the lymphatic channels become partially blocked in a small percentage, but over a wide area, the rest of the lymphatic system can be overloaded. And a lack of transport both to and from the cells will give us high blood fat content, as well as this, at the same time, a puzzling anemia, where your triglycerides are elevated and your LDL is elevated and your total cholesterol is elevated, but your red blood cell count goes down. And so the lymphatics not only function as a sewer system, but it also helps to absorb the protein, the fat, the minerals, the vitamins that are not immediately used by the cells and carry them back into the bloodstream. And so now recently, in measuring this blood protein, blood cholesterol issue, it was found that half of the blood protein is lost from the bloodstream, and it ends up back in the lymphatic system. And the protein in the lymphatic system prevents the constant buildup of fats. And when the lymphatics are partially blocked, this marvelous system does not function. Fats build up, first in the lymph stream, slowing it down by thickening it, and then in the blood by dumping the higher concentration of fat back into the bloodstream. So where am I going with all of this? Well, the fats and the oils that are commonly used in our urban diet have been heated. And the synthetic fats that have flooded the market in margarine, and unfortunately in some of the more popular ice creams, are made from rancid oils and have to be carefully purified. And so they have what's called cytosterols and other factors refined from soybean oil and from linseed oil that are promoted as cholesterol-reducing factors. But this is a very short-sighted procedure because the overloaded tissue stays overloaded, and the compensatory increase in the cholesterol synthesis will always prevent more than any kind of a reduction that you want, because whatever you don't eat that contains cholesterol in your diet, your liver is going to make up for it. And so the fallacy, because, well, I'll get to it here in a moment. I'm getting ahead of myself as to how important cholesterol is to the rest of the body. And so the fallacy of restricting the intake of time-tested and traditional natural foods, such as butter and eggs and the fat that comes with meat, when the cause is the intake of synthetic fats, could not be more obvious. I mean, for this reason, you want to avoid stale cereals. You want to avoid packaged breakfast foods, almost all baked foods. And instead, you want to use natural oils like olive, sesame, peanut. This is a very simple advice to a complex problem, but a little knowledge is a very dangerous thing. Just as in hyperinsulinemia with low blood sugar, the key isn't to take sugar. So in high blood cholesterol, the key is not to follow the obvious but erroneous policy of reducing the fats, but to increase the intake of natural fats because they have the fat mobilizers. In other words, when I have patients complaining about high cholesterol, and for me, high cholesterol is 350 to 400 or higher, as it was when they first started making a big deal about cholesterol in the early 1980s. Out of the University of San Francisco med school in California. Before that, it wasn't that big of an issue, but they had recently discovered drugs that would artificially force the level of cholesterol in the bloodstream down to lower levels than it was ever really an issue. Cholesterol wasn't that big of an issue until they had a drug that would force it down, and then, of course, all kinds of propaganda came out about it after that. So what am I'm saying here? So when my patients complain about high cholesterol, I tell them start eating bacon and eggs for breakfast. And they almost, you know, they pull back in shock. What? No, that's what you want to do, because there are mobilizers to get the cholesterol levels lower in the blood in real animal or real saturated fats that Mother Nature made, not in the synthetic fats you find in margarine. Now we're going to go to break here in just a few moments. And I want to talk about the relationship between dietary fat and heart disease. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I will be right back.
Doug Stefan with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. But there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach so that people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And, you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and I've been talking about high blood cholesterol and why it's not, the key is not to follow the obvious, but the erroneous policy of reducing fats. Instead, you want to increase the intake of natural fats with their fat mobilizers. Now, Dr. Yudkin, no longer in practice, of course, at the University of London, in an American Review, the peer review journal American Review, October 1964, said this: statistics relating fat to ischemic heart disease in different populations may express only an indirect relationship, the causal connection being sugar. And he also says that there's no relationship between dietary fat and ischemic heart disease. So he and his associates had found invariably that all the high cholesterol patients they examined had a high intake of carbohydrates and not necessarily fats. Now, I want you to follow me on this because there's a good explanation. Because, the old doctrine of fats burning in the flame of carbohydrates has been thoroughly disproved. And it's obvious that fat deposits in the presence of excess carbohydrate deposits, both in blood and tissue, is something that needs to be looked at, because here, this is the proof of the need not to restrict natural fats. There was this test that was done a long time ago, feeding margarine and butter on two different groups of adolescents in an orphan asylum. And the results showed that the girls became taller than boys when the girls ate margarine. But this didn't happen when they ate butter. And the effect shows that deprivation of the sex hormone precursors, which is essentially a castration effect on growth stimulation. In other words, if the girls don't get the sex hormone precursors that occur in saturated fats like animal fats, and instead that they're given false fats like margarine, and they don't get the sex hormone precursors, they grow bigger and bigger without the adolescent sexual development that should be showing up, which is simply castration. Now, what do I mean by that? Just as any farmer, any rancher, any chicken producer knows, if they want heavy meat on their animals for processing, they have to castrate them. when a calf is born male. Within a few months of life, it's going to be castrated and turned into a steer that's going to be raised for meat. And it's going to have very bulky meat, and it's going to grow very large as a result. Whereas if it was left to become a bull, that wouldn't necessarily, the proportion of meat and fat would be considerably more manageable. So these refined fats create a lot of problems, the least of which is the cholesterol level. And the pseudoscience we are constantly met with only proves one fact, that God does not make mistakes. Man makes mistakes when we depart too far from the natural order, because nature cannot make something out of nothing. And the fact that fatty meat and butter fat are low in linoleic acid has prompted a lot to talk down these materials as a result. I want to talk more about that and arachidonic acid when we get back from the break that will be coming up here in just a few moments, which is another important thing to keep in mind about fats. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I will be right back.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is stopping in on primary voters in New Hampshire as they cast ballots in that state's first in the nation vote.
We may stop at one more, and nobody knew he would tell me. This is pretty amazing.
It's a two-person race in New Hampshire between Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Most of the recently dropped out candidates have lined up behind Trump to receive the GOP nomination. All this as Trump continues to face pressing legal matters over his actions during the post-election period in 2020. He claims it will help him politically, not hurt him. A U.S. military veteran will get the experience of a lifetime earning a ticket to the upcoming Super Bowl. Los Angeles Rams rookie receiver Puka Nacua, together with the USAA and the Non-Commissioned Officers Association of America, is providing a trip to Las Vegas and the big game for two to Chief Master Sergeant Jim Sullivan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back. I am Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, as I was talking about linoleic acid, it's been mentioned as far back in 1948 in the annual review of biochemistry that arachidonic acid is far more active than the standard that they presently measure in all fats, namely linoleic acid. And since arachidonic acid has more double bonds, animal fats and butter help, not hinder, cholesterol problems. Now, what do I mean by that? How does that appear? These patients sometimes say that they feel worse after a meal, or and experience numbness and tingling in a bizarre distribution throughout the body. These are also repetitious, and they complain of depression. They complain of forgetfulness. These patients will have headaches that occur in the morning, but unlike hyperinsulinemia's morning headaches, these patients will get worse following breakfast with pain right in the back of the head, right at the top of the neck where they join. And they also frequently complain of dizziness, ringing in the ears, yet their hearing tests are usually normal. They'll bruise easily without any history of trauma, and they either yawn often or they have lowered breath holding time that's below 20 seconds. And both of these last symptoms I just mentioned here relate to oxygen metabolism, which is disturbed in cholesterol metabolism faults. Now, cholesterol contributes structurally to the cell wall and the semipermeable membrane construction, and the reason why hypertension is associated with high cholesterol is that there's too much pressure is needed to force the natural diffusion of fluids through the capillary beds, and since this is how the cells are able to get their nutrition. Now, the use of natural vitamin E and F complexes, as you find in natural fats, will greatly help in rehabilitating the patients that I just got through talking about. But in an intelligent diet, obviously, is paramount to correct and prevent this reoccurrence. And by natural vitamin E, I'm talking about the vitamin E that comes from foods, not tocopherol oils that you get in the health food store. And by vitamin F, it's a product that I have that's called Cataplex F at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Cataplex F helps greatly to reduce the levels of cholesterol in the blood. And so the existence of these, the kind of reflexes that I'm talking about, of a dietary nature, can be controlled by better following the rules and the regulations that Mother Nature established, which is that we eat the foods that Mother Nature made. And anytime we start moving away from that and go to some laboratory-produced food like margarine, you're playing with fire. Now, I want to say a couple of things about apples here, because we're in the time of the year where the apples that you are getting in the grocery store didn't just come from the tree. They are coming from cold storage, which is okay. They were harvested last fall. And so this ubiquitous fruit is just simply delicious, and it's very nutritious as well. So what's so great about apples? Patients will ask me. Well, don't ditch the peel. That's where most of the polyphenols are stored. Quercetin, epicacetin, camphorol, things that you hear every now, buzzwords in the nutrition world, they're all there in the skin of an apple. I saw one report that suggested there's at least 50,000 chemical compounds in the skin of an apple. We know that apples regulate blood sugar levels. The polyphenols help our bodies to process carbohydrates, which in turn has a positive effect on blood sugar levels. We know that apples promote cardiovascular health through a combination of these polyphenols and the apple fiber that's known as pectin. And total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol usually decrease when we consume apples regularly. And apples are also a great source of boron. And though our bodies don't require very much boron of the trace mineral, we do need some boron for healthy bones. And apples are a perfect way to give your body this nutrient. So I read a report where there's 2,500 apple varieties in the United States alone. And there must be at least one that would appeal to your taste buds. But an important thing to remember is that apples are on the dirty dozen list. Since eating the peel, the dirty dozen I talked about in a few shows past, since eating the peel is essential in reaping the full benefits of the apple, you must buy organic. Anytime you're eating fruit that did not have a covering, like oranges will have a thick peel to cover the fruit. Apples don't. Blueberries don't. Strawberries don't. You have to go organic because there's a lot of agrochemicals on that food that you want to avoid. But the organically grown apple is also important because the well-fed soil that is necessary to be considered organic is what gives us the nutritious nature of this fruit. Trace nutrients like boron that I mentioned will likely be more in an organically grown apple than one that's commercially grown in sterile soil. And this soil deficiency is what Dr. William Albrecht identified back in the 1940s as the cause of our hidden hunger. There are those that just keep eating because they have this drive to eat and it won't stop, even if they've eaten a big meal. A lot of that comes from the hidden hunger coming out of our hypothalamus gland that is looking for more nutrition than we're giving it. The hypothalamus gland that regulates hunger isn't looking for the belly to be full. It's looking for the bloodstream to be filled with the nutritious elements that are necessary for a healthy brain and the rest of the organs. Now, apples, like a very convenient snack. It's hard to say no to a good, sweet-tasting, especially cold, apple slices that are dipped in cinnamon, dipped in organic peanut butter. There's certainly no reason or need to add any sugar at this point. But if your family is like mine and eats a lot of apples, here's a shopping tip. When your favorite variety goes on sale, buy a case. Because some stores will maybe even give you an additional case discount, usually maybe 10%. But ask for the case discount even when they aren't on sale. There's an easy way to lower that grocery bill a bit. But visiting a local orchard, especially if it's an organic orchard, is another great way to get apples and to teach your younger children where their food comes from. I mean, sometimes it's easy to take our food for granted and just trust that, well, you know, it knows what it's doing. But apples are a real nice reminder of that, which is one more reason why they're such a great food to include on all of our menus. I was asked in conjunction with that, well, what about a baked apple? Because I know some restaurants will offer that, especially around breakfast time. You know, you're going to lose some of the nutrition by baking the apple, but a lot of the important polyphenols, to a large degree, remain unchanged through the short baking processes involved with baking an apple. So you still get a lot of that nutritious value. Baked apples seem to be a big thing with some of the older members of the generation that preceded me. Now, I'm 73. I've had a couple of baked apples, but I love eating them by themselves raw. Now, what apples are best? Are there apples that we should try to avoid? And that's the real question, because the traditional apples that have made up our apple intake for thousands of generations are kind of being pushed aside anymore for the latest hybrid apples. And you know a hybrid apple. I don't have to give you the names. You may know some of them already. Because when they're bigger than Mother Nature's apples. And when you bite into it, it's almost like biting into a piece of candy. These things have been hybridized. Now, not genetically modified. Just crossbred and then certain things that were done with the soil and growing and harvesting that produces different varieties. And some of them are just, I mean, they're almost like eating sugar. They are so sweet. If that's the only, and if you can get it organic, you know, I'm not going to say anything about it except there's a lot of sugar in it. The old Washington apple isn't quite as sweet, and it sometimes gets pushed aside. But if you can get a Washington apple that has been grown organically, you've got a much healthier apple than some of these other apples that are out there now that are almost honey sweet, that I'm telling you, it's almost like eating candy. And as I said, not to intentionally repeat myself, well, I guess I am intentionally repeating myself. If that's the only way you can get an apple down your children's gullet, then that's what it needs to be. But remember, don't peel them. The majority of the apple's nutrition is in the skin. Now, there is a form of calcium that's in an apple, and it's calcium malate. It's a salt of calcium. And the old adage of an apple a day keeps the doctor away may be because of a lot of the polyphenols that exist in the skin of an apple. But I maintain a lot of it comes from the calcium that is in that apple, because your immune system will fall on its face if you have low calcium reserves in your body. Calcium is absolutely essential to the immune response. Something called the calcium wave. You can Google that out of the Kellogg School of Ophthalmology at the University of Minnesota, I believe it is. Something they discovered a couple of decades ago, and the tremendous import that calcium gives to the ability of your white blood cells to destroy pathogens. So when I was asked that one time, why is a doctor an apple a day keep the doctor away? Why didn't they say, you know, almonds a day, or why didn't they say broccoli a day or whatever? Why was it an apple? So I took that on as a research project. I'm talking 30, 40 years ago when I finally was asked that question enough times, it was time to do some research and get into the books and look this stuff up. And like usual, as I have quoted some other publications in the first half of today's show, talking about publications that came out back in 1948, the Annual Review of Biochemistry of 1948, the Lancet, the oldest medical journal on the planet, goes back to the 1700s. The Lancet in 1964 had a series of articles that said there's no relationship between dietary fat and ischemic heart disease. And then the Dr. Yudkin at the University of London in the American Review, October 1964, saying that the real issue is probably sugar and not fat, as I've often said, because sugar has oxygen molecules. The sugar molecule has oxygen in it. And so your body can get the energy that's locked up in that sugar molecule by oxidizing the oxygen that is in the sugar molecule itself using certain enzymes. Whereas fat has no oxygen, it has to go through a separate process to get the energy out of it. And it takes longer to get the energy out of an ounce of fat than it takes to get the energy out of an ounce of sugar. So when we have high sugar, our body uses sugar for energy and lets the fat build up in the bloodstream. Something else to think about. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and Doug will be joining me here in just a few moments to finish off the show for this week.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time now on the Good Day program. I keep sneezing. Jack, you're bringing out the best in my sneezes. I have done more sneezing lately. We didn't talk about this. Yesterday I was in Jack's office in Salt Lake City at his clinic. Jack is one of the masters of understanding the body, the human body, how it works. He is one of my great friends, and we enjoy each other's company a lot. We talk about everything in our lives, and then we get down to the business of what's going on in my body. Everybody should do, and I say this lovingly, not as a judgment thing, but you ought to know what's going on in your body. And Jack, both Jack and Ken help me, and that's why I talk about these things on the air. I give up, as Jack and Ken would say, my HIPAA rights, because I think talking about what went on is helpful so that people get the idea of what goes on in a good physical. So I spent about 4 hours plus with you yesterday in your clinic and had a number of different, there were three distinct things that go on when we have a sort of a tune-up or a checkup with you. One of them is because you're a Nuka chiropractor, the upper cervical spine gets examined. You took x-rays of me. We always laugh. So Jack takes great pride, Jay, in getting out. My neck is a mess. I don't have any discs in my neck. It's all over the place. And so he had an x-ray of somebody with a perfect neck, and he said he held it up like a kid. See, this is what a good neck looks like.
There you go. This is not you.
Yeah, no, this is not me. Yeah, decidedly not me. So anyway, explain to folks what a Nuka chiropractor does and how that impacted my treatment with you yesterday.
Nuka focuses on the upper cervical spine, meaning the upper neck. And the reason we focus on the upper neck is because everybody knows that we have discs. Discs exist between the bones. They're not just shock absorbers. They actually grow into the bone above and they grow into the bone below. And they glue the bones together. Like the disc between C2 and C3 will glue those two bones together. So no matter what direction you turn your head, the whole spine moves as a unit because they're all stuck together with discs. The thing that I address is the fact that there is no disc between the top two bones in the neck. Between C1 and C2, there is no disc, which is what allows you the range of motion, turning your head right and left without the rest of the spine engaging. Now, that comes at a cost. It's a very weak, floppy joint. And the right impact at the right time, it could be the birth process if it was a difficult birth, playground experiences growing up, trampolines, cheer, drill, football, basketball, all the contact sports, horses, four-wheelers, will pound us occasionally here and there, without a severe one, of course. And that dislodges the balance point between those top two bones and the head. And as the head begins to tip on top of the neck, muscles will tighten up throughout the entire spine, down into the legs, down towards your feet, in order to try to keep the spine upright against gravity. Some people can go through their whole life like that, right. But other people, it starts to hurt after a while, especially anywhere along the spine. Especially the low back.
Especially as somebody as active as I am, it's going to take its toll. So there are various adjustments that you can make. There's only so much, though, that you can do. Jack is he's always telling me he's amazed I can even move my neck because there's nothing there to allow it.
You have no discs.
I don't have any
discs. Your
discs
are shot.
Yeah.
So then that's how functional the body still is. The body is incredible in its ability to try to stabilize and recover itself even after serious injury.
So anyway, also as part of the process, Jack has a heart monitor machine that looks at the beats of your heart and how the lub-dub works. And you can hear the beat of your heart. Is really pretty amazing.
Well, it was developed about the same time as the EKG, but the EKG is using electrical signals. This is using an accelerometer. This little accelerometer sits over top of your heart valves. You don't have to take disrobe or anything. We can do it right through clothing. And it measures the actual strength impact of the heart contraction.
Then there's the device that tells you what's going on with all of your systems, your organs and your lymph nodes and stuff like that. And as you said, I'm thankful that things seem to be even better. I've always been. I wonder if having the flu the couple times that you and I were talking about it, whether that helped me clean out my system. You think?
Yes. Yeah. I think an awful lot of the time when we think we're sick, it's nothing more than just the body going through a regular cleanse. Chinese medicine has recognized this for thousands of years. Two or three times a year, the body wants to clean itself out. We think we're sick. It's just a detox.
All right, Jack Stockwell, with an overview of yours truly here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.